Subject too much freak for me and ready to walk. Dear Stephen Shirley, please help. My husband and I have been married for 13 years and he is a freak. The problem is our sex lives. He wants it every day, several times a day, and I am good a few times a week. This has been very hard on our relationship. He does not understand that I do not require it like he does, and he is turning me off. He watches porn videos in his spare time, which causes him to constantly stay ready. I have come home to notes posted on the door that are rather vulgar and lingerie laid out. We don't do a lot of communicating during the day, but when we do text each other, his messages always have sexual content. He gets very agitated because I don't participate the way he wants me to, and then he becomes forceful. He has even grabbed me by the face, leaving a mark. I have told him that he has a problem and what he is doing is rape, but he refuses to acknowledge it as that. He is a recovering drug addict, and I have told him that he just traded one addiction for another. He tells me that he is going to get it from someone else because I don't want to do it the way he wants me to. I'm so sick of it, I just lay there. I find myself saying some pretty harsh stuff that does not seem to affect him. We have tried counseling, but his mind is not open enough to understand my feelings. I feel intimacy should not be planned or routine, but it should just happen. And am I wrong for this? I need some input because I am so close to walking away. This is a deep letter to me right here because, first of all, no, you're not wrong for the way you feel. No one should be made to feel uncomfortable in their marriage like this. I mean, it should not be forceful where you feel violated or you feel raped, as you say. You shouldn't feel threatened or be made to feel inadequate with him saying things like he'll get it from someone else if you won't do it. I mean, this is really sick to me. Your husband has a problem, like you said. It's serious, and you're right. I think porn is his new addiction. And I have to ask you, are you sure he's recovered from drugs? Are you sure about that? He turns a deaf ear to you about your needs. He doesn't think he needs counseling. This is a problem. It really is. This is not a marriage. It's not a partnership. I think he's very selfish. And I got to ask you, why are you still putting up with this? Why? Steve?
There's so many levels on this letter. Selfishness, I don't think, has anything to do with this. I think this is controlling. I think this is a ownership issue. I had a partner that thought because he married his wife, he owned her, and that she should be at his beckoning call. So he would just push up on her. She'd be vacuuming, he just push up on her. She'd be washing dishes, he just push up on her, you know. And this got a little, it's got a little irritating at times. Yeah. They didn't make it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.